Governor Gretchen Whitmer delivered her third State of the State address last night, as heard here on Michigan Radio. The governor focused a lot on bipartisanship and on the response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's a bit of what she had to say.
Our job now is to fix the damn road ahead together. Let's commit to the strong bipartisan action we took last year and focus that same energy to end the pandemic, grow our economy, and get our kids back on track.
Joining me now for analysis of Whitmer's address is Michigan Radio's Zoe Clark. Hi, Zoe.
Hey, Doug.
It was an unusual speech because of the pandemic. Normally, the governor addresses a packed chamber at the state capitol in Lansing. Instead, she was in her office without an audience. What stood out to you about that moment?
Oh, I think exactly that, right? There was no pomp and circumstance, no clapping, no lawmakers. It was also one of the shortest, State of the State addresses on record. But again, that is likely because there was no clapping, not because of the actual word count.
A recurring theme in Governor Whitmer's speech was bipartisanship. Earlier this morning, I spoke to Republican Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey. Here's what he said about collaborating with the governor.
Well, I see a road to collaboration, but it takes two to dance. And I believe the Senate and the House are willing to dance, but there has to be a dance partner. And so far, we haven't seen much of that partnership.
Is there any chance of that collaboration or dance happening, Zoe?
Well, I mean, that's the $64,000 question, right, Doug, is that we're hearing from both sides here in Michigan. And I would say right now, nationally, we're hearing that theme as well of bipartisanship and unity. But it's sort of like, who's going to take that first step if we're continuing the dance metaphor in the tango? This week, you had Republicans rejected 13 of Whitmer's appointments because she won't reopen the economy how they want her to. So, you know, it's one thing to say what you want. When it comes to actually doing it, it's a really different story.
What was the overall response to the speech from Whitmer's fellow Democrats and from Republicans in the legislature?
Per usual, Democrats liked it. You heard positive responses from progressives, from Democratic lawmakers. Of course, as I said, that's to be expected. Republicans, mixed, though. We heard from Laura Cox, who's the head of the Michigan Republican Party for, just about another week or so. She was pretty ruthless about the speech, but again, that's what she gets paid to do. Some Senate Republicans, though, seem more open to the call for unity. Similar to what Shirkey said, right, which is this, you know, we hear the call for bipartisanship, but we want her to step up and do more.
One of the themes that she hit on several times was the expression she used during her campaign for office, fix the damn roads. And then she used sort of a broader, longer view, fix the damn roads ahead. There has been some progress on the roads, but I don't know that I'd call that a success in that she did not get the plan she initially wanted. Were you surprised to see Governor Whitmer go back to that theme so much throughout the speech?
Yeah, I almost wondered if it had less to do actually about the policy and more just that it makes a really great soundbite. Right? and look, in moments like this with speeches, particularly ones that don't have big audiences, you've got to have those, you know, lines that kind of break through. And I do think there is a sense, right, among most people that you talk to that they do want to move ahead. But again, I think it had much more to do with a fancy soundbite. We didn't hear her say, you know, this is the kind of gas tax increase I want in this address or anything like that.
Well, Zoe, of course, COVID-19 is in the background of everything right now. And what did you hear in what Governor Whitmer had to say about the pandemic in Michigan and about how the state plans to respond to it?
COVID was obviously the basis of the speech, reminding folks of just sort of an incredible, horrible year it was and how the pandemic really affected everything. She made some announcements. She called on 70% of Michiganders to get vaccinated. She called on permanent increases for direct care workers of $2 an hour. She's going to bring the state schools task force back together. And, you know, again, as we've heard before, want students back in schools by March 1st. So it was, I would say, much more on tone and bringing kind of this, again, a theme of unity than any huge new real proposals. And that's not shocking in a year like this.
Well, a lot to keep an eye on. Zoe Clark, thank you very much for your analysis this morning.
Hey, Doug, thanks so much.
Zoe Clark is Michigan Radio's program director and analyzes Michigan politics for us. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.